The gospel reading today, there's an interesting twist that we hear. The Lord looks at the Pharisees and asks them simply, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it? And then this man has his hand healed with Jesus doing nothing. He simply spoke. He didn't touch the man. He didn't do anything to him. And immediately, what do? They go out with their enemies, interestingly, the Herodians. These were not friends of the Pharisees, but, you know, politics make strange bedfellows, as they say. And so suddenly they're both against Jesus, now they're buddies. So what do? They go out and take a counsel to put him to death. In other words, they're willing to do evil on the Sabbath, and they're willing to promote death rather than life on the Sabbath. The very thing that Jesus had just asked them about. He does something which is good, something life-giving. For that, they want to do something evil and put him to death. And somehow they feel justified in that. While obviously in their mind, what Jesus did was completely wrong. And it helps us to be able to look at our own selves this way and ask, do we understand the way that God works? He challenges us with our ideas, and we're rather attached to our ideas, and we don't like to change. Even when he points it out to us, like he did the Pharisees, we will still dig our heels in. We will still do everything in our power to be able to try and justify ourselves, to rationalize why what it is that we're doing is okay, even though we know directly that it is something that's wrong. But it's okay for me because. No, it's not. It's wrong, and we know that. And just because everybody else is doing it, or my circumstances are different than everybody else, or God understands because, God understands exactly why you're doing what you're doing. And he's not saying it's okay. It's okay that you break the commandments because you're you after all. Your circumstances are different than everybody else's. No. And yet at the same time, we need to be so careful about how we judge other people. Because in this situation that we heard in the gospel, they're looking at Jesus and saying he's breaking the Sabbath. How was he breaking the Sabbath? Well, somebody was healed on the Sabbath. Now the amazing thing is, God is the only one who's going to be able to do this. Even when we see the prophets healing somebody, or maybe there's somebody that the Holy Spirit has given the gift of healing, that person has no ability in himself to be able to heal anybody. It is God who's doing it through the person. In other words, if God didn't want this man's hand healed, it wouldn't have been healed. And he did it on the Sabbath, which is God's day. So if God does something on his own day, you'd think that the people would be rejoicing. But because they've got this very narrow vision of what this is supposed to mean, they're not willing to see it in a different way. And how often do we do those sorts of things? And God sometimes has to shake us up a little, so that we have to see things a little differently. And it even helps us to see things in light of what we heard in the first reading. Because on Monday we heard the reading that God had rejected Saul, taken away the favor of Saul. And then yesterday the reading was about David being anointed. And so what's the natural way of looking at this? Saul is toast, David is the king. That's the way it is. Instead, Saul remained the king for years. Not days, not immediately, years. David was anointed king by Samuel when he was just a boy. And when did he actually become king? Years later. Not days or weeks or months, years later. So once again, what we see on the natural level is not necessarily the way that God is going to operate, which is again something we have to recognize in our own lives, because we make assumptions about how God is supposed to operate. God made this promise, it's supposed to happen in my time. It's not on my time frame, it's on His. He will do what He wants when He wants. If He's made the promise, He's going to fulfill it. But we don't know when. Remember, He made a promise to Abraham. And then years and years and years went by. It wasn't happening the way Abraham thought it was going to happen. So then he takes matters into his own hands. God says, nope, that's not the way it's going to work. And makes him wait for years and years more, 25 years later. After he had already waited for 30 or 40 years, now it's 25 years more before the promise is actually fulfilled. So again, we see that God's time is not ours. God's ways are not our ways. So the challenge for us is to start working to see things from God's perspective, to do things God's way. That's really hard, because that means letting go of our way, our ideas. And it's not even that as you would be listening to these things that your ideas would have been totally errant. It makes perfect sense on the natural level. Look, if this is what God said, this is what's going to happen. Yes, that's true. And we would assume it's going to happen right now because God said it. That's not necessarily the case. So we can see that throughout Scripture. Even you look at what happened after our Lord was crucified. He told the people what was going to happen. Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. We might look at it and say, well, that's the case. They just killed the Lord. He's going to wipe this whole thing out. And instead, he waits for another 40 years before he does it. Or we can even look at what's going on in America. I could say, if I was God, and all of us need to be very grateful that I am not, but if I was God, the first baby that would have been killed back in 1973, that would have been the end. You don't do this. And yet more than a billion babies later, worldwide, and all these years later, God is still very patient. Oh, it's all going to come to roost. He's going to deal with it. We just don't know exactly when. So we just need to be patient. We need to remain faithful. That's the part where we are being tested. When it doesn't happen the way we think it should, and it doesn't happen in the time that we think it should, we tend to get frustrated. We tend to walk away. We tend to lose faith. God is going to test us, just like He tested Abraham, just like He tested David. Imagine David. He's anointed king, and he has to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. So God is going to fulfill every promise that He has made to you. But let Him take care of the timing. Let Him take care of the circumstances. Because it will all happen exactly as He said it will. Not necessarily the way that you think that it will.